On the show today, we have Coast Hill Credit Union's very own Scott Olson talking about how they've integrated SurveyMonkey and Microsoft Power BI to automate member feedback with phenomenal results. So check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Scott Olson from Coast Hills Credit Union. Scott, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And happy post-Thanksgiving. Hope your holiday was as mighty fun.
It was great.
Good.
Survived the big storm here in California where it rained.
The big storm. Yes, the big storm here in California. We were talking before the recording, like, can imagine living in other parts of the country, and here we are complaining in Southern California or Central California where you guys are. It's like just a little bit of rain, you know, so that's our storm. But we
need it. So the fire season is, I think, officially over.
I hope so.
Oh, yeah. God. So that's great.
Yeah, that's scary. That's scary stuff. But let's talk about something really fun here, what you guys are doing with SurveyMonkey. You guys have integrated with SurveyMonkey to automate member feedback. So I saw this and went, oh my gosh, I got to talk to these guys about this. Because I just, any way to like open up a new channel to get member feedback and get that type of stuff is just, I think, a bonus for folks, for credit unions out there, because they just to get a better handle on what their members are looking for and what their needs are. And so you guys are doing just that. So give us a quick summary on how you guys are using SurveyMonkey.
Well, it came to us in a different way. We're actually using a marketing firm before who was gathering Net Promoter Score data along with the reaction our customers had to their monthly interactions at our branches. And it was a kind of a manual process where it would go out and come back. And then it was about a month or a month and a half in arrears where we'd get the data and then we'd assemble it and we'd figure out if they had perfect scores on their interactions, and it was a lot of time consuming, and it wasn't very real time.
Right.
And so they asked me to see if I could come up with a better mousetrap, so to speak.
Okay.
So I took what was actually a really well designed survey and a good process, and I used a new platform from SurveyMonkey called SurveyMonkey CX, which is specific to the Net Promoter Score.
Okay.
And then we added on some of the extra questions we have, like, you know, your service wait time, was your transaction, how perfect was that? Did the employee offer good solutions? Were they professional? Was it good customer service? How easy was it? You know, were they satisfied? Did they have any of the comments? And just different items that we added to the end of the survey. The other thing that SurveyMonkey provided us with was a really neat platform for analytics. But we still had to go on their platform, and it basically analyzed the Net Promoter Score, but it didn't really care much about the rest of our survey. It would show us kind of the different questions and some different stuff, but it really didn't help us with the, like, adding up all the scores and if they got perfect fives on these five different questions we asked, what we call our perfect score for our tellers. And if the tellers get five perfect scores a month, then they get a special bonus at the end of the month. So we kind of encouraged them to, you know, have good customer service. And so what I did, and about that same time when I was getting this all together, I was just going to create a report out of our system. I found out that Microsoft Power BI had actually created an integration with SurveyMonkey. So I utilized their integration. I pulled the data in, I massaged it some, and created a dashboard that our branch managers can see in real time. So every 4 hours, this updates, so they can see in real time the feedback they're getting from the members that they have. And then at the same time, they can drill into it. They can look at their branch. They can look at an individual teller. They can look at individual time frames, anything they want to see, and they can sort and slice and dice in a very quick manner. And I actually can show you that here.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go ahead and share my screen with you.
Okay.
So you should be able to see my SurveyMonkey. Is that showing up pretty well for you?
Yep.
All right. So this is the interface, and you can see here that for the month of December, we're running at a 73.91 NPS score, which is like crazy outstanding. And so overall, we're running, I can kick it on. So now you're seeing this is the whole, almost a whole year's worth of data that we have, and we're still running pretty close to 70, and that's our actual target.
Mm-hmm.
In the NPS platform from SurveyMonkey, they actually have a place where you can actually benchmark yourself against other financial institutions and different things. And we're running in the 85 to 95% quartile.
Wow.
For us. So we're real happy about that, mm-hmm. but we always think we can do better. You can look at an actual trend. So here's our NPS trends over all that time, and we're gradually trending up. But again, you can drill into this, and I can go to the five cities area. I can go ahead and just choose December for five cities. There's only, four or five of those. and if I wanted to, and you can see what got one perfect score over here from this area. And so again, this is what the branch managers can do. I just kicked November and December in, and you can see our MSO 441 has 8 perfect scores. So they're going to be the all-star at that branch. And I can actually click on that MSO specifically, and I can see their 8 perfect scores. And so again, the Power BI tool gives us that ability to just drill into this data in a very easy, quick, non-intrusive manner, that you don't have to wade through a whole bunch of Excel spreadsheets and everything else. You can just very quickly look at the data of almost anything you want to see.
So cool.
And so, and again, this is all made possible because basically Microsoft worked with SurveyMonkey and said, hey, let's create a connector for you. And this is, you're seeing this throughout kind of the tech ecosystem, where a lot of companies are figuring out that, hey, we can create connectors back and forth to each other and basically extend the power of the technology to make it kind of fluid, because, you know, there's, it's so hard sometimes to get these disparaging systems to talk to each other. And so, mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you guys
managed
to do it.
I will tell you, there was a little bit of work underneath the hood to get all this to show up the right way. I have some pretty good skills with regard to data manipulation. But if you have somebody on, if another credit union has somebody on their team who can do some data manipulation, they can get this to work in Power BI and build out their own interface. And basically, this is a custom build. So all this is stuff that we built specific mm-hmm. to us, mm-hmm. Which is another thing that we didn't have to buy somebody else's solution. We could kind of create our own.
That empowers you guys even more so, right?
It does. So while the first two questions, you know, the NPS score and the NPS rating, that's SurveyMonkey CX. That's their standard. That's the first thing they ask right out of the box to have it a standardized question. You cannot change anything about that. Mm-hmm. But everything else, all the other questions you ask on here, you can do whatever you want. Hmm.
Very nice.
And so that's where the customization and the hybridization of the application comes. And again, the nice thing is here, I can go into this and I can select, you know, whether I want to click on the MSO to sort by that, and it automatically sorts by that, or by account number, or wait time, or whatever I want to look at.
Oh my God,
Scott. You know, just there's no end to all the different things you can do with this platform as far as slicing and dicing of the data. And so
you can see all the highlights. It's kind of like Sports Center for for your data analytics, for your NPS scores. It's so cool.
Yes. Yeah.
You can see all the highlights right there.
You can. And more importantly, because this refreshes every 4 hours during the day. So it goes at 8 noon, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and 8 o'clock at night. Our branches and our branch managers specifically, they can sit there and camp on this application, and they can watch the surveys come in real time, mm-hmm. almost. I mean, it's not perfectly real time. We don't do it every 10 minutes, but right. every 4 hours, pretty close to real time.
Yeah.
And so one of the things that we do that is great, and they've been doing this for a while, is if we get a net promoter score of 0, otherwise somebody gives us a terrible rating, we immediately reach out to that member and say, hey, what can we do? What can we do to make this better?
Yeah.
Make it an opportunity to serve. Because that's what makes credit unions different.
Right. That's the true power right there, I think. In the beginning, when social media was getting its start and all that type of stuff, a lot of credit unions were scared to go on social media for fear somebody would say something bad. But I saw that, and a lot of other people saw that as an opportunity to go, hey, how can we help this person? So it's the same thing with the data here. I mean, if you see
Absolutely.
Somebody give you a bad score or whatever, all right, let's go to that person and find out what we can do for them. Find out what happened.
Find out what happened. And, you know, it's amazing how many stories we get back of people saying, you know, they were having a bad day kind of a comedy of errors, right? They got there and they just happened to be the 12th person in the line. And it was just really busy that day for whatever reason. And the person right in front of them took forever to get their transaction done. And they were in a hurry. And then when they got up there, they didn't feel like maybe they got the best service. And by us reaching back out to them, oftentimes they'll come back and say, you know, I knew that would be the case because Coast Hills is always so good.
Oh, yeah.
And they're always treating me so well. And this is just a, you know, rare event. Mm-hmm. And we appreciate them being able to reach back out to us. We actually survey our members once every month. We don't do it more than once a month. But basically, every time they come in and do a transaction at a branch, mm-hmm. we'll send them a survey. And one of the nice things about the SurveyMonkey CX platform is it'll show up like on your phone. Mm-hmm. And if all you do is hit like a 10 on the net promoter score,
yeah.
And you don't do anything else, it still records the survey.
Really?
So it's just basically a blank survey, other than we get the Net Promoter Score. And so if they don't go any further with the survey, at least we got the first part of it. It was something we didn't have before. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, before they had to complete the whole survey. And oftentimes people are like, oh, you want to ask me 20 other questions? No, thank you. and I get that. You know, and we tried to make it as brief as we could, but we want to be able to gather the data that would be useful for our tellers to be able to do a good job.
Well, and the more data that you get, the better off you're going to be, the better you can serve your members. So, and that's...
Yep.
That's huge right there. So how long have you guys been using this, the Microsoft SurveyMonkey collective system here?
We started up in January, like 3rd or 4th of last year. Okay. So it's basically, we're just coming up on our 1 year anniversary.
Okay. And so what has it meant to your creating with this information? How has life changed? How has it improved? All that good stuff. How has it benefited?
You know, the biggest thing, probably the person that got affected the most was, Jeanette, our person who actually was putting this report together every month, and she was spending, you know, almost a whole day basically taking a spreadsheet, adding up all the numbers, collating it by branch, trying to put all the comments together, you know, just all that stuff that you do when you get a raw data feed in an Excel spreadsheet. This has simplified her life to the extent she doesn't do anything anymore. She just says, go look at the report. It's right there. It automatically just does itself.
She's on vacation again. All right.
Yeah, no. But for them, it's allowed them to go, also utilize the being able to look at the comments in real time and basically using it as teaching moments. Otherwise, what could we have done better? Mm-hmm. And when you did something right, it's reinforcing the good stuff, right? Mm-hmm. This is what success looks like. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of the things I really like about the tool is you can go on both ends of that scale, yep, where you move from teaching moments on what you're doing right to, hey, here's when it went wrong, and let's be calling these people and following up and making this better so that we can turn this negative situation into a net positive.
Yeah, because back in the day, you couldn't do this stuff, you know, and you couldn't really reach out to that individual member unless they called themselves and go, hey, you know what, I had a really crappy day, can you help me out, type of thing. But now, I mean, now you can really whittle it down to that specific person and reach out to them in a proactive way, which is huge from a member's perspective. So, I mean, that's massive. So when you guys can do that stuff on a consistent basis, that's huge.
The other thing it really helps us with is because SurveyMonkey CX is a standard platform and they maintain whitelists and all that stuff, we're not getting hitting the spam filter quite so hard.
Okay.
And also, it's a good experience because whatever device you get it on, it works really well. Yeah. And again, that's kind of the level of sophistication they bring to the table that we couldn't have otherwise done ourselves.
So what's next here for you, Scott? Because this is already pretty potent, pretty powerful system you got going here. So what's next on the agenda for this?
Are you talking about for this application itself?
For this application? Where can you take it? I mean,
I'm working on it right now. We're doing one for our new members. So we're going to start sending surveys. So in the first, I don't know if it's going to be the first 3 months. I don't know if it's been decided yet. But basically, instead of them getting the standard survey, they're going to get a custom survey when they're a new member. And so they'll get a custom survey for the first little while so that we can get a feel for how we're being basically how we're doing as a credit union for our new members. Mm-hmm. So that's the next step that we're taking is we're going to roll this out for basically new members. Right. And so that's the next step in this evolution for this product.
All right, and my next question for you, what advice do you have for other credit unions who may have been in a similar situation before you guys started the whole SurveyMonkey Microsoft connection? I mean, so what advice do you have for those credit unions out there who may be on the fence right now about, you know, maybe we should do something like this, maybe we shouldn't, or what can we do?
You know, I would just tell them to start small.
Yeah.
Start with a small project, get some momentum around it, get some buy-in from the people up the food chain as well as down, and show that you can be successful. For us, it was a matter of doing just a few internal surveys with our own employees, and we saw how easy the SurveyMonkey platform was. We just so happened to need the power of the SurveyMonkey CX platform for the Net Promoter Score for that use case. But I would just tell people to, you know, don't hesitate whenever you're looking at different technologies, third-party integrators, to start with a small project that, you know, something you really need to have done.
Yeah.
And do it and get some experience, and you'll learn a lot. along the way, and the next time you do it, you'll do it better. And, you know, just as you go forward, I think the biggest mistake a lot of companies and a lot of people make whenever they look at technology is they see all the vision and they decide to do this grand, huge project that could become so big and unwieldy that it basically falls on its face because of just weight, and there's just not enough expertise oftentimes to get it all going to begin with. And so I always tell people, start small, have a good use case, execute, and then rinse and repeat.
Rinse and repeat. I like that. Yeah, I like how you said you're going to learn along the way, and you're going to get better, and you're going to get better and better. And that's when the project gets bigger and better. So it's, yeah, great advice for sure. Anything else to wrap up, Scott? Because I know you got more surveys to review. So,
well, you know, this is actually just a small part of what we have. We actually have we have a data warehouse, and we built out apps into Power BI. So our other business units can go in and look at their different areas with these kind of same kind of dashboards. So the idea we have is basically having data-driven decisioning becoming part of our ecosystem and basically changing the culture within the credit union from making decisions kind of based on I've been in, you know, the business for 20 years and this is kind of how you should do things to, okay, that's great. Let's back things up with this with data. Let's make sure that the data is telling us the truth, basically, and not torturing the data and making it tell us whatever truth we want. And so we're really big as an organization on using peer data to basically look at our metrics and seeing where we're benchmarking against other organizations in different areas and make sure we're doing a good job for our members. And so, you know, my suggestion again is start small and just do some of these different things, and it takes time to change that culture over time.
Yep. Good stuff. Good stuff for sure. I'm excited for you guys. I can't wait to see what you guys are going to do with it next. And
you bet. And we're in our new headquarters here in Santa Maria. So if you happen to drive by the 101 on your way up the up or down the coast, and you get near Bettarabia in Santa Maria,
okay,
just look over and you'll see the Coast Hills building, and you'll stop by and say hi.
If we head up to the Pismo Beach area or something like that, or up to San
Luis Obispo,
or even Hearst Castle, we'll stop by and say howdy.
There you go.
All right, Scott. Well, thanks again. Appreciate the time. Congrats again on the success of this. It's really cool stuff. I think it's a great message for credit unions out there to kind of dive into what you guys are doing as well. So good stuff indeed, sir. And let's check back again in about 6 months or so and see where you guys are with it.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.